Create Art Podcast. Project NaPoWriMo, otherwise known as National Poetry Writing Month. Hello, friends. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I bring my 20 plus years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So this month is National Poetry Writing Month. Happens every April. And National Poetry Writing Month is known as NaPoWriMo, and it's a creative writing project. And what they do is they give you prompts. If you go to the NaPoWriMo website at NaPoWriMo.net, and they'll give you 30 prompts for the 30 days in April. Now, on the website, you can also interact with other people. This year is going to be different from the previous years that I've done this project. This year, I'm going to be writing poetry throughout the year, and I am following a different prompt than the one that the National Poetry Writing Month folks do. Now, I've been doing poetry since 1988. I know for a lot of people here, they're like, whoa, the 1900s. But I've been doing it for a long time. I've been writing poetry for a long time and performing my poetry. So this year, like I said, I'm going to be writing all throughout the year. And the blog that I'm using is called Think Written. And the links for that will be in the show notes. I'm also going to be performing these works at Katura Coffee House here in Fredericksburg, Virginia, on their Friday night Snaps open mic poetry reading. You'll have a link for that again in the show notes. And a lot of people, they ask me, hey, Tim, why do you do this to yourself every year? And my answer to that is, if I'm going to ask you to be, you know, taming your inner critic and creating things, then I need to be doing it too, right alongside you. So that's why this year I'm doing it a little bit different, but I will be interacting with the poets there on the NaPoWriMo site. And we'll see how this goes. I'm pretty excited to be doing it this way. Okay, so today the prompt is to write the poem in a form of review, but not a review of a book or a movie or a restaurant. Instead, the challenge is to write a poetic review of something that isn't normally reviewed. For example, your mother-in-law, the moon, or the year when you were 10 years old. So the one that I wrote today is called Two Stars. Not a big fan of 2020. I rated that year at 0 stars. If I could have, I would have gone into the negative numbers. But your system doesn't allow for that. Someone in upper management needs to know what happened. I usually like to give years the benefit of the doubt and think about them from a different perspective. But 2020 was worse than 2016, and that is saying something. So I decided that maybe I was being a bit harsh, and I gave 2020 one star in 2021. There were a lot of lessons learned in that year. Things seemed to be getting better. I could find toilet paper everywhere I went. I'm talking about 2-ply. And the ads for the bidets didn't interest me anymore. Kids were back in school, the talk of mass extinction was quashed, and except for that one day in January, things were okay. Not normal, but okay. In 2022, I kept my 1-star rating of 2020, because it seems we still haven't learned the lessons. We needed to learn to prevent another 2020 from happening, and we were 2 years out. I mean, come on, folks. I know some of our family trees don't fork, but at least let's really look at what happened and not do the same shit all over again. At some points, it looked like we were going to go back. And then I would have had to go back down to 0 stars. So here we are in 2023. I have to say, I'm not recommending 2020 under any circumstances. However, I am raising my rating to 2 stars. We got through it, and we are here right now, a bit smarter, a bit larger, and all in the comfort of our own homes, if we're lucky enough to be able to have a stay-at-home job. We praised the essential workers until the next headline came by. We praised some of our elected officials until they were found making backdoor deals as usual. Some of us have even found our true calling and left the world of bosses behind. I don't plan on shopping here for future years, nor can I recommend shopping here for the future. Look what we are leaving the young with. The Four Horsemen on Red Bull and bottom shelf vodka. I won't be here for the hangover that's coming. All right, so that was my poem for this day for National Poetry Writing Month. I hope you enjoyed it. You can go right to the website, createartpodcast.com, and you can go ahead and comment right there in the comment section if you like. Now, something I'd like to ask you is, if you enjoyed it, shoot me an email. Timothy@createartpodcast.com. I want to hear about your journey and I want to hear about what you're working on. And if you'd like to be on the show or, you know, would like to discuss a topic that's giving you trouble, well, then go ahead and email me. Let's start that conversation. I also want to let you know about another podcast that I do, and that one is called Find a Podcast About. And that's where I help you find your next binge-worthy podcast and outsmart that algorithm. You can find that podcast at findapodcastabout.xyz. Last thing I'd like to say here is if you found value in the show, let me know. Pass it on to a friend. If you have ideas on what I could do better to make this a 5-star podcast, I want to hear about those too. I want to be helping you with your art, to be bold with your art, as I do it right beside you. I'll see you next time.